Holistic Ear Flap Smoker Skips MLK REL Laundry Day. It's not just any Monday morning. I pull up to the laundry next door to Golden Temple, drop off my week's worth of wash, dry, fold, not very surprised that the laundry is open, despite the fact it's a national holiday. The laundry lady sighs when I say, "I see y'all are open on Dr. King's birthday." Her eyebrow movements tell me a lot. A scruffy, chain-smoking guy in ear-flap hat pulls at the locked Golden Temple door, carefully reads the sign, takes another drag, then saunters on down the street, just barely missing a chance to pick up some holistic medical advice about how to quit smoking, maybe? 11th Avenue South is almost barren. A Christmas tree peeks over the back gate of the pickup truck in front of me, waving a forlorn goodbye to the season. At the shop, computer tech Daniel reminds me that this is also Robert E. Lee's birthday. "Sorry, I forgot, Bob." I unpack my bag of show-and-tell goodies from yesterday's speech at the Alabaster Public Library, receive an email thank you from one of the attendees, and wonder what it is I said that made a difference in her day. I pack for shipment a leather-bound limited edition of Ayn Rand's The Virtue of Selfishness, prepare rough drafts of the weekly message I'll be sending out to fans and subscribers, and send a note to Joey Kennedy, thanking him for granting me permission to publish one of his stories in a future Birmingham Arts Journal. I think about the world and all its incredible inconsistencies, small joys, huge terrors, gentle comforts. I think how nice it would be to have a national holiday devoted to unselfish kindnesses.